see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert, Trish on location. And I know this song.
You do. It's actually a very sad song.
But it's talking about what a wonderful world.
No, it is, but it still can make
you
sad.
It's kind of sad.
And a wonderful place to get repairs on your car if you need it, or just to take a look. Oil changes, full service, all that good stuff. Alexander's All Care Auto Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781, or go to alexandersautorepair.com.
Somebody's been going to Joseph's Segway School.
Will Alexander be singing? He's serenading the patrons like Louis Armstrong?
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, that's a good voice.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah. I was just clearing my throat because I'm trying to announce our very first guest of Breakthrough Entertainment's Earth Day special, environmental activist / filmmaker Veronica Gray. Thank you so much for taking the time to help us celebrate.
Good morning, everybody. I'm very happy to be on your show and to speak with you and your audience.
Yeah, we're very happy.
Thanks for having me.
We're very happy to have you. I mean, you are known as the Surf Girl, right?
Surf Lady.
Surf Lady.
Sure, surf chick, whatever works.
Chick?
We'll go
I thought that was derogatory.
Chick.
I was told by a woman who slapped me said that was derogatory, but
really?
No, yeah, because of the word surf. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you've got a lot of things that we wanted to talk about here in this segment. Let's start with this thing that you made with Leonardo DiCaprio was attached to this. It's a shark documentary, right?
Yeah, so last week, I wake up like any other day, and I get this email out of the blue saying, you and Leonardo DiCaprio are being honored with a special humanitarian award from the International Movie Awards. And I was shocked because it's like to have your name in the same sentence with Leonardo DiCaprio, who donates millions of dollars and, every single year to saving the environment. So it was quite an honor. But he is in my little documentary called Worst Shark Attack Ever. It's a short documentary. It's only 21 minutes. Anyone can watch it online. They can just go to worstsharkattackever.com. And basically, the worst shark attack ever is human slaughtering sharks. We kill sharks at a rate of 100 million sharks a year, which to translate down to numbers we can understand, that's 190 sharks a minute. Or 3 sharks every second. So basically, since this radio interview started, over 100 sharks could have already been killed, and people don't realize they are the apex predator. If we allow them to go extinct in the next decade, which would happen if we continue slaughtering them at this rate, it would cause such an imbalance in the ocean that the entire planet would be affected and may not survive.
Wow.
So that's what the documentary is about. I know I said a lot, and that's why I encourage people just to please go to worstsharkattackever.com. It does star Leonardo DiCaprio. It also features cameos from The Cure. And this is Robert Smith's birthday week, so happy birthday, Robert. I love the man, and I love his work. So he's in it. MGMT is in it. And it also has the support of superstar surfer John Florence. And he is in the finals today, or semifinals today, surfing at Margaret River in Australia. So after this interview, I'm going to be gearing up to watch him live. I'm so excited.
Ooh.
So excited.
That is very cool. Now, Veronica, why are they killing the sharks? Is it just for food? Is there something else? Is it a sport as well, like hunting, and it's a trophy? Or is it for food? Or what? Why are they killing the sharks?
I wish I could say it was for food, because then you could almost understand it. But it is like a trophy thing, not in the way that you think. In fact, that's the tagline of our movie, Worst Shark Attack Ever. It's not what you think, but you'll be glad to know. Basically, in Asia, it is a symbol of prestige to have shark fin soup at your important function or wedding. There is no nutritional value to it, so it is not a food thing and not a nutrition thing, but it costs about $100 a bowl.
Oh, it's a greedy thing. It's all about greed
totally
and power.
100% greed-driven. It's so greed-driven. That's what's shockingly horrifying. So let's say you gentlemen are having a big business meeting and you want to impress, you know, the big wigs. You would go somewhere and say, oh, let's get a round of shark fin soup for everybody because it's $100 a bowl. And it's totally just to show off. So also, like, let's say you're having a wedding and you know how big weddings are. You know, let's say a typical wedding might have 100 people. Shark fin soup for everybody. So that's how they're slaughtering 100 million sharks a year. And that's why, you know, these big names have lent themselves to my cause for free, because it's so critical. And, you know, they know that if Leonardo DiCaprio is on it, people may watch it.
And so, are there any regulations, governmental, international type law, anything like that going on to prevent this?
Yes, a lot of countries have started banning shark fin soup. United States is one of them, but a lot of it happens in Asia anyway. So, you know, countries where it really needs the legislation, they're looking the other way because it's such a big business, it's such a big industry, and they sort of just don't care.
Yeah.
But if I can just quickly say what would happen if there were no sharks in the ocean, just to drive the point home, because people, it doesn't matter if you're landlocked, this would affect you. So the sharks are the apex predator. If we got rid of all the sharks, that means the smaller fish populations would explode because there's no big apex predator to keep them in check. So they would be eating up what's on the coral reef, and then they would end up killing the coral reef. The coral reef is like the lungs of the planet. So with a dead coral reef system, instead of it catching the sunlight and absorbing the sunlight, it would reflect the sunlight off the ocean and create a greenhouse effect that would really change the climate and atmosphere of the planet worse than any other greenhouse effect you can imagine. So no sharks equals a greenhouse effect because it would kill the coral reefs.
Wow, wow. And so it's kind of like a butterfly flapping its wings. I mean,
yes.
That thing that we hear.
Yes, and if you know, again, if someone was to go to our website, worstsharkattackever.com, there's an article on the site called A World Without Coral Reef. It's written by the New York Times, and it really just spells out in scientific but layman terms what exactly would happen, that whole entire butterfly effect, and it's really scary because this isn't something that might happen in 50 years. This is something that's like imminently facing us within the next 10 years. And it is Earth Week. Everyone is thinking about Earth Day coming up Wednesday. And I'm really grateful to you guys for, you know, jumping on this train, because it's not just the sharks. I mean, we are seriously raping the ocean. And I'm sorry for putting it so bluntly, but anytime you buy anything from the ocean, you're contributing to its destruction. And sushi used to be my favorite food. I mean, it's so yummy. And I know there's a lot of people in the Phoenix area who love to eat seafood. I was just there. I was happy to be on a TV show there recently. So I was just there 3 months ago. And I know all the great restaurants in your area. So all I want to tell people is, you know, we can all do something to help. And maybe sushi is your favorite food. And so instead of going out for sushi, you know, every month, four times a month, once a week, maybe just go out once a month, you know, like cut it down, because anything you do to put your money where your mouth is, you're voting. Every time you choose where to eat, where you put your money, that's your vote. And if your vote is to save the planet, try to stay away from anything that's sea-based.
You know, and Veronica, speaking of voting, how about our friends in Washington? What are they doing about this? Is there one particular party that cares, or both of them do not care? I haven't heard anything about this up in Washington.
Well, I know Obama did sign a bill recently to ban shark finning in the United States. So I hope that answers your question,
yeah.
You know, very specifically. But how long is he going to remain in office? How effective is the bill? I mean, that's why I'm so grateful to Leonardo DiCaprio, because he literally has the funding and the resources to have his eyes on the scene. He gives talks to the Senate. If you were to go to YouTube and look for Leonardo DiCaprio addressing the Secretary of State, like if you just put in those words, Leonardo DiCaprio, Secretary of State, on YouTube, you would see how active he is at really trying to bring attention. Because even if you pass a law saying, okay, we're going to ban shark finning, who's really out there in the ocean policing it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it's very hard to control anyway. And so if you as a person feel like, well, I want to do something, it's not going to be petitions you sign. What you can do is cut down your seafood intake, because if the seafood industry starts lagging, like they're not making as much money, they're going to say, well, this isn't working. What else can we do to make money, right? If your product isn't selling, you're going to think twice and maybe diversify into something else like organic food, you know? So, you know, I appreciate everyone who signs petitions. I just signed one myself this morning before getting on your show. But the real way that we all can make a difference is by voting with your pocketbook, choose what you eat, and stay away from ocean products. I mean, even now there's like so many shampoos with kelp and algae, and those are really great for you. But what did it take to get that to the bottle? You know what I mean? Like how many commercial ocean tankers were scraping the bottom of the ocean just to bring that to your table? I mean, can't you use a different shampoo? So that's really what we all can do, is just cut down your seafood intake. I love sushi as well, so I know what it means to give up your favorite food. But we are in very critical times as a planet, and we either turn it around or we don't.
How about petitions? You mentioned you signed one. How can our listeners help this cause? Where would they go to sign petitions? Anything else? I know you said cut down on seafood, but are there other ways of helping too?
Well, the petition I signed was by a company called Oceana. I don't know if you've heard of it. O-C-A.
I have.
O-C-E-A-N-A. They do really good work. A lot of celebrities support Oceana because they seem to be one of the companies where if you donate money to them, they're actually putting it to the right use. I like Oceana, so there's an Oceana website. I also like Sea Shepherd. Have you heard of Sea Shepherd?
I have not heard of that one.
S-E-A space S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D, Sea Shepherd. They're doing really, really good work with integrity. These are two companies I can recommend. People go to their website, see what they're doing, get behind them, because they're doing real work. They're not just, you know, they don't seem to be just talking heads with lip service.
Can I add to that real quick?
Yeah.
You can also go to AWI Online, which is the Animal Welfare Institute, and they actually have a list of restaurants in every state that serve shark fin soup that you can call and tell them to stop.
Oh, that's excellent.
Wow, thank you.
Arizona has seven restaurants that still serve shark fin soup.
Really? Even though
I know, that's crazy since you guys are landlocked.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine the cities? Over 60% of the human population live close to the coastline.
Wow.
A coastline. So you can imagine that if a landlocked state like Arizona or landlocked city like Phoenix still has seven restaurants that serve shark fin soup, I mean, that's a lot.
Two of them claim to be serving imitation, but the rest are not claiming that. But they have the phone numbers of the restaurants. If you want to call them, go to awionline.org, and you can get a hold of those restaurants and ask them to stop.
That's good information.
Yeah, that's really good
information. Well, we only have a couple minutes left here in the segment, Veronica. But you know, I know you said there were a few things that we could do right now to help salvage the planet Earth. Can you give us like one or two of them?
Yeah. Well, definitely. Okay. This is sad but fun. So let's end on a sad but fun note.
Okay.
And I'll just throw out one last statistic. In the last 40 years, 50% of all the species on this planet has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how long you guys have been on this planet, but in the last 40 years, 50% of all the species on this planet has disappeared thanks to what humans are doing. It's us who are doing this, and that's continuing at an exponential rate. So the ocean is where all these species are. And, I mean, scientists predict that by 2046, if we keep eating seafood, there will be no fish left in the ocean.
Wow.
So that's a really scary statistic. But, okay, so let's, to answer your question, one or two more things that you can do to help salvage the environment. Does anyone have a Pepsi can handy or a Pepsi bottle near you?
Are we?
Anyone listening?
Okay.
A Pepsi?
Pepsi can,
yeah,
or
it has to be Pepsi.
Okay, it has to be Pepsi. We don't have any in studio, but you know, if you're at home, follow along.
Yeah, if you're at home, follow along. Turn the Pepsi can upside down, and it reads, "Is dead." Just try to imagine that. The word Pepsi upside down reads, "Is dead." It turns out the people who founded all the soda companies, Pepsi was founded in 1907, they knew that they would be poisoning people. And as a joke, that's how the word Pepsi got its name, is because anyone who drinks it is dead. So if you care about yourself and you care about the environment...
I just wrote that. You're right. I turned it upside down and I fainted.
We'd love to have you on again. And to hear more of these things, you know, this is a very fascinating interview. Veronica
Stop
Gray.
Stop drinking soda.
That, you know, I can get behind that. That's good.
Yeah, and Veronica, next time we have you on, we'll talk about Jacques Cousteau. I know that's meaningful to you, but we sort of ran out of time. But thank you so much for coming on.
Happy Earth Week, guys.
Happy
you
Earth
too.
Week. Yes, this is Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Judy Garland.
She was awesome back in the day. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind.